Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I want to welcome you to today's podcast. I'm glad you're tuning in. I pray this podcast inspires, encourages you, uplifts you, motivates you, and yes, challenges you. I don't know about you, but I like to be challenged in certain areas of my life. I don't want to stay the same. I want to be different tomorrow than I am today. And I pray this podcast jumpstarts your day. Hey, we're in the song series. I'm just going to use several different secular songs and kind of twist the lyrics a little bit or speak about the lyrics. Today is one of my favorite secular songs of all time, to be quite honest with you. It's from the rock band Journey, and the song title is Faithfully. And there's a line in there that stands out to me, and I love it so much. I'm forever yours, faithfully. I'm forever yours, faithfully. It's been one of my favorite songs. I think about it. I think about my wife when I listen to the song. I play it on the piano all the time and sing it. But how do we make a song like that? How can we twist that song and think about God when we listen to it? Many secular songs, obviously, you can't think about God too much because the lyrics are so destructive and so, and they're just not right. But this song, Faithfully, I'm forever yours, faithfully. And when I think about that song, I do think about God. I think about, number one, love. Am I loving my wife the way, and my kids and people the way that I should? But I think about all the areas that I'm either faithful in to God or unfaithful in to God. Some days that list can be longer than other days, right? Am I faithful in loving people unconditionally? Like I just said, am I faithful in loving people unconditionally? Or do I have to have conditions for me to accept and love that person? Unconditional love is a hard thing to do. But am I going to be faithful in doing what God says that I should keep no record of wrongs, right? He says that in 1 Corinthians 13, I believe it is, where we should keep no record of wrongs and we should love unconditionally. Am I going to be faithful in standing on God's word when all hell is breaking loose in my life? Am I going to be faithful? Because it's easy to deviate from what the word says. The word says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Am I going to believe that when there's more month at the end of the money? Am I going to be faithful in believing that God is my provider and not my job? That's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to do to stand on God's word and not look at your circumstances. So the question is, are you going to be faithful in doing that? Are you going to be faithful when the doctor gives a bad report? Are you going to believe the doctor before you believe that God said in his word, by his stripes you were healed? That's a challenge, isn't it? I'm not saying don't trust doctors, or I'm not saying but don't make them your number one. Don't put them above what God's word says. The Bible says, do not forget all of his benefits, who heals all of your sickness and all of your diseases. Am I going to be faithful in believing God and what he says in his word? Am I going to be faithful in believing that God will never leave me nor forsake me? Why? Because his word says so. Or am I going to buy into the negativity of the world and truly believe that I'm alone? Am I going to buy into hopelessness and fear and doubt and unbelief? Because the Bible says that a double-minded man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. Am I going to be faithful in my belief that all things are possible with God? Am I going to be faithful in my belief that I am truly more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus? Am I going to be faithful with knowing that my gifts and my talents are not of my own, that they were given to me from God? Am I going to be faithful in not buying into my own press and not thinking that I'm more, not thinking more of myself than I should? Am I going to be faithful with thinking about others above and before myself? I'm forever yours faithfully. And when you hear that line, do you think about God? And do you think about all these things that I'm saying? Obviously, we don't, because that song is a secular song and it's usually sung as a love song to a significant other. But I'm challenging you right now, because most people can relate to these secular songs. So I'm challenging you to think about your faithfulness to God and not just your significant other. Am I going to be faithful in putting God first in my life? Or is he going to be somewhere down on my list? Because if God is second, he's last. If God isn't first, he's last. Am I going to be faithful with keeping him first on my list? Am I going to be faithful with thinking, meditating on, and speaking God's word into my life, my kids' life, my wife's life, and into the lives of my friends that are around me? Or will you hear me speaking worldly things? Will I get caught up in the gossip and the slander? Will I be faithful in not gossiping and slandering? How many of you know that gossip and slander is like a drug? You hear it and you run, or you don't run to it, but you go to it. And you find yourself, even if you're listening, you're participating. And God said, if you participate, just even listen to it, you're guilty of it. Am I going to be faithful in kingdom things or in worldly things? Will I run to the self-help gurus or will I run to Jesus? Will I listen to Oprah or will I turn on the word or tune into the word? Will I listen to the news and get so caught up in fear, doubt, and insecurity and anxiety that I forget Psalm 91, where God said, no plague shall come near my house? Will I forget that God said, he is my shelter and my refuge, my strength in time of trouble? Will I be faithful in those areas? I love that song so much. It takes me back to high school. It takes me back to my first girlfriend. It takes me back to going to see Journey. It takes me back to my wife. I actually proposed to her at one time, because I proposed to her many times, because actually three times. I proposed to her to another Journey song, but that song faithfully always stuck out to me. Because my wife wants me to be faithful to her. Will I be faithful to my wife? Or will I be a worldly, lustful man? I'm forever yours faithfully. Can we say that in our relationship with Jesus? Will we be faithful in sharing the gospel? Will we be faithful when persecution and ridicule and even martyrdom comes to share the gospel? Or will we deny the gospel? God wants us to be faithful. It's a tough thing. God requires our faithfulness. God requires commitment. God requires us to diligently seek after him. The Bible says that those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. Will we be faithful in seeking the Lord? I'm forever yours, God, faithfully. Will you hear that song a different way? I'll hear it always as a love song. Always. A love song to my wife, a love song to my kids, a love song to God. I mean, come on. I'm forever yours, God, faithfully. I want to honor that in my life. I want to honor that in my life. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.